Hello, 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 and welcome to podcast episode 154, something that we're all going to appreciate today, and it's called The Feeling of Failure. Now, today's going to be a little bit different. I will be recording this as I go live in my Facebook Celebrate Everything group. So for those that are not aware, I do have this amazing community, and every Saturday, I go live exclusively for this group. So what I would thought I would do a little bit differently today is share the context of the conversation. So you might hear some sidebar comments about the feeling of failure. Hopefully we have some guests join us. Sometimes we do. Most times they catch the recording. That's why I thought it'd be very fitting to record this as we go along and add it to my podcast series, because failure is something that we all tend to get stuck with. So get comfortable, grab whatever it is that you like to do, or get started on this journey. And have your notepad. Let's be honest. Have your notepad and pen handy. And if you like anything that you hear today, you're definitely going to want to pop into the Celebrate Everything Facebook group and join us. Join us for these live conversations. You know, they're very interactive. I know sometimes when you're catching podcasts and recordings, there's so much you want to say and add to it, but we don't, right? So once again, it's Sonia here. This is podcast episode 154, and I'm so excited to share today with you. So thank you for following along. Welcome. We are just about to get this kicked off, and I'm super excited to be sharing episode 10, which, you know, I have coined the Edison mentality. Really, it's all about the fear, the feelings of failure. So welcome. Thank you for joining me today and every day. And for those that are catching the recording, just hit replay when you get a chance to come across this information, whether you're driving, whether you're going for walks. It doesn't really matter. You know, the content will cross your path at the right time. And that's the best takeaway and best advice I can give anybody. You know, we've heard things before. We've heard things come and go. Most of the information that's floating around in this world is definitely not first-time information. Sometimes it's said differently. Sometimes it has a completely different context and approach. But we're not hearing this information for the very first time, right? So take that with a grain of salt whenever you come across something that finally resonates. It wouldn't have been the first time that you've heard it or that you've come across this type of information. So let me ask you today, and again, if you have your journal, if you're following along, what do you think of when you think of failure? You know, what are some examples that you think of when you think of failure? So just to help you along this process a little bit, for me, it's everything from relationships to other people's expectations. So now I'm a disappointment, or perhaps being in a working environment and either being laid off or let go, or maybe not doing a good enough job to satisfy somebody else's expectations. Perhaps, you're reporting to a coach or a manager and they've had a different expectation than what you did. So their response to that is making you feel lesser than, which then results in you feeling like you're a little bit more of a failure. Would you agree with me? Is there anything else you would add to that? And honestly, feel free anytime you've come across this to either reply or to hashtag replay and put your answers in. The more interactive these recordings are, these sessions are, the more you're going to get out of it. And that's just like with life. I don't know about you, but I'll listen to a podcast that I'm completely motivated about, or even I'll read a book and I'll go to reach out to the author or the podcaster because what they've said has connected with my soul, with a version of me that needed to hear that information. So the Edison mentality, there's a couple of different quotes I want to start with, but Thomas Edison has said more than once, I have failed myself to success. That's huge. That in itself is huge. He just did not give up. Now, did he? He did not give up on anything. And we don't always have the bandwidth at all. You know, we have to balance that bandwidth or we will be overwhelmed with the process. But when we take a step back and look at things from a different perspective, we realize that many times we have also failed ourselves into success, because success is that next level that you are working towards, whether you realize it or not. So it is really hard to fail, but it is worse to have never tried to succeed. So if there's any budding entrepreneurs listening to this, any ambitious entrepreneurs, anybody that's been around for a while in the coaching space or in their own space, whatever that looks like, and they feel like they are, I just went to fix my hair, but it was more on my head, because you feel like you are just not getting where you want to be, you know, and then you're beating yourself up for the fact that is that failure, you know. Let's talk about that. Failure is such an important subject to talk about, and yet it is so misunderstood. You know, there is only one thing that makes a dream possible. One thing. And that is the fear of failure. You would never accomplish anything if you're not afraid to try. Okay? So the fear of failure is the number one dream killer. Now, why is that? Napoleon Hill has a lot to say about this right here. He says that every adversity, every failure, there is a benefit. There is a lesson. There is a season. So how will your life change if we can all see failure the way Napoleon Hill did? Why not see it as a learning experience that is necessary for growth, and for which provides us with the information and the motivation that we need to make it to that next level? How many of you have heard, with every new level comes a new devil, right? Which means achieving that next level of success, whatever that next level of success means to you, there's going to be more adversity. There's going to be more mountains and roadblocks that you're going to need to surpass. There is certainly going to be opportunities for failure. And we're not going to talk too much about balancing your bandwidth in today's conversation, but that's what it boils down to at the end of the day, because you get so exhausted from trying when you're not in balance. So you'll hear me weave that in every once in a while, but at the end of the day, this conversation is all about failure. So what would happen if you could fully embrace the idea that in reality, failure is the sign that points towards progress? I want you to sit with that for a minute. I'm actually going to type it up here so you can have that thought sit in your mind. So what would happen? You can hear me typing. I know. That's okay. What would happen if you could fully embrace the idea, look at me spell, spelling, talking, delivering content all in one. Of course, there's going to be moments of imperfection. I'm not failing. I am learning. Okay. So what would happen if you could fully embrace, this is a great point, the idea that in reality, failure is a sign that points towards progress. Sit with that. Now that you've sat with that for like 30 seconds or 15 seconds, I want you to think about, when was the last time something didn't go your way? What did that lead to? So in the case of the Edison mentality, so Thomas Edison, he himself had said he had failed many times to success. If he had not failed, then he would never have discovered what led him to success. Okay. So he goes, I have not failed. I have just found 10,000 ways it didn't work. This is what enabled him to bring many of his inventions to us. And that's why he said it like that, because there were so many inventions. It wasn't just a couple of things. This man just didn't give up. Vera's here joining us. And she said, I always say I learn more from my failures than my success. Absolutely, Vera. And feel free anytime to engage. And, when it comes to failing, it's not about failing forward, but it's a matter of accepting your mistakes as feedback and learning from them. Hey, Helen. Thanks for joining us, guys. So when you accept your mistakes as feedback and you learn from them, kind of like when we were kids, you don't have the mentality when you're a child to look at things the same way as you do as an adult. You just pick yourself up and do it again, right? If we did many of those things that we did as a kid, even learning how to walk, would not have happened if we give up on ourselves. So how did you learn how to walk? You got up, you failed. You got up, you failed. You took one step, you failed. You tried to balance, you failed. Eventually, though, you stood up, you had your balance. Maybe you dropped again. And then eventually you stood up and you had your balance and you were able to take one foot in front of the other and you were able to take a couple of steps. But you never, ever, ever gave up because you wanted so desperately, even subconsciously at this age, to walk. Somehow, unfortunately, throughout the pathway to success, throughout the road in life, you picked up the idea that failure is something terrible. And as a result, nowadays we feel that once we fail, we need to stop doing things because we're on the wrong path, or we're not supposed to be doing this, or because we're going to get rejected, or because our business venture wasn't meant to work out. Oh, I want to hear this. Okay, so we've got a lot of interaction happening now, which is awesome. Keep this going. Vera shared, I climbed out of the playpen and ran to my dad in the kitchen and scared him and my mother half to death, been trying to run before I could even walk. I love that, and that's not everybody's story, but that certainly shines true to Vera's character, right? Running before you walk. And again, the fear of failure wasn't there, but she had to learn to take a step back. And this is what we talked about earlier about balancing your bandwidth. So for fear of things not working out the way we want, that gets in our way of failure. Now is the time, my friends, to change your mentality towards failure. Don't look at it the way that you've been looking at it your whole life. Look at it completely different. Try to look at it as every failure is a great moment in our life because it allows us to learn and to grow from it. Again, take a step back. Think of every broken relationship that you've had. Think of things that just didn't work in your favor, things that you have prayed for, things that you have wanted. Those things didn't work out for a reason. They were not failures and you were not a failure. They were happening for you. They were happening for you. And Vera, I loved how you said that's how it was when you tried to walk because you had to think about it. Absolutely. When we put too much thought into things, when we overthink things, that dialogue, that inner dialogue that I like to call my negative Nelly in my head, and I'm sure most of you have heard this story before. How many people have ever, ever, ever watched Little House on the Prairie? Okay, and we all know who Laura Ingalls is, but on the show, her cousin, Nelly Olson, was, negative. Very negative. Not only was she a troublemaker, but she was negative. That's why my inner dialogue is called Negative Nelly. First of all, she just doesn't belong in here because she doesn't serve me. And she makes me overthink things. And then she gets in my way of success. Oh, you got a negative Nancy happening. You'd forgotten Nelly's name. I love that. Okay, so if we're looking at failure as an opportunity to grow, as an opportunity to leading us to that next step, then that is a new way of taking a big, big view, a bird's eye view perspective. Even more and more companies nowadays are shifting into the mentality of allowing their employees to make mistakes because they've noticed that when people are not afraid to make mistakes, creativity and innovation expand. So when they are afraid to make mistakes, the company's progress slows down. At the end of the day, it boils down to the fact that success is the result of the right decisions. The right decisions are the result of experience, and experience is the result of wrong decisions. It's a vicious, vicious circle. I'm going to repeat that again, okay? Anything that's super important, I'm going to repeat again, and then I will update the notes a little bit later. Success is the result of the right direction. Right directions are the result of experience, and experience is the result of wrong decisions. So here's a story I have for you of a very famous failure that literally failed his way into success. And I'm going to share all of the details with you, and I'm going to see if you know who this person is before I tell you. Lost his job. Defeated. He was defeated for legislator. Failed in business. He was elected to the legislation this time. His sweetheart died. He had a nervous breakdown. Defeated for speaker. Defeated for nomination for Congress. Lost renomination. Rejected for land officer. Defeated for Senate. Defeated for nomination for vice president. Again defeated for Senate. And was elected president. Who is this person? I'm leaving this open for you all to let me know who it is. So I readjust my notes a little bit. Does anybody have any idea who this person is that I just talked about? Let me know if you need me to repeat any of it. Not trying to put you on the spot. You may or may not know. It's Abraham Lincoln. Who would have thought that he would be classified as a failure? Impressive, isn't it? Here are some other famous failures that I'm going to share with you. Michael Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team. Steven Spielberg was rejected from film school three times. So rejected three times, that's huge. Walt Disney was fired by the editor of a newspaper for lacking ideas and imagination. Look where it got him today. Well, not today, but you know what I mean. Vera, you almost said that. Okay, that's okay. Big lesson in second-guessing yourself, right? So I'm going to put you on the spot here. What gave you the confidence that that was the right answer? Was it your head or was it your gut? I'm just curious. And like I said, I'm putting you on the spot, but we're going to talk about this really quickly. When it came to Abraham Lincoln, what made you, first of all, feel that this was the right answer? What gave you the instinct? Your intuition. Where did your intuition come from? What part of your body? Stay with me here. This is really important. Some people have their intuitions from their head, their throat, in your case, it's your heart chakra. Okay, so your heart led your mind and your voice to speak, but then something stopped you. Okay, it doesn't matter what stopped you. I'm not going to digress too far here, but I think this is very important to talk about because in many cases, we don't say what we believe is true for fear of failure, for fear of being rejected, for fear of being wrong. So it's exactly what we're talking about. But once we learn, so in this case, Vera had shared that her heart chakra was confident in the answer, but something else was blocked, whether it's her throat chakra or I don't know enough about Vera offhand, but I just know when I know the chakra work that something else blocked her, whether it was her intuition, her head, her thoughts, it doesn't matter. Okay. So when we have an intuitive hit, now, depending on your human design type and which one of your chakras gives you the most information, and we don't always know this is something I help people tap into Not only can I let you know where you're blocked, but I can, okay. So Vera's working on this a little bit more, which is why she doesn't trust it. But this is some of the techniques that I work on when it comes to my wellness quiz that you've all heard me talk about. It's in my link tree. When you go through and answer these questions authentically, I'm able to come up with some resolutions to help you feel more confident in the areas that you are still stuck. It helps me identify where you're stuck. And when I identify where you're stuck, you learn exactly what Vera just said. You're able to trust yourself more, so you do speak what's on your mind, and then you're not holding yourself back. Because when you're holding yourself back in one area of your life, you hold yourself back in other areas of your life. For me, I am learning to tap into my sacral. If I have a gut feeling about something, I am learning not to think with my head. Hard, right? It goes against the grain. I am learning to tap more into my intuition, which for me is literally a gut feeling. It's my solar plex, my sacral area, between the two. And I have to learn to make decisions based on literally a gut instinct. Not necessarily my heart, because my heart might confuse me. That's not where my power source is. And not necessarily my thoughts or my brains or what I think is the right answer. And when we learn what works for us, it takes failure to a brand new level. A brand new level. And it takes everything that we're working on to a brand new level. That confidence and that clarity stands out. Not only does it show up in the way you dress and the way you present yourself and the way you take care of yourself, that outwardly shows to other people, and they want to know, they want more of the same. So let's get back on track here. I want to talk about, I'm just rereading this message that Vera pointed out. And I think I love this dialogue. I love the fact that we're going back and forth, and this is what makes it very fun. These interactive, sessions here is she shared that she goes, definitely same. This is usually where mine comes from. But since I'm now doing a yes, no with my angels, heart, yes, no, belly, it has you confused. So that is interesting, and I'm more than willing to have a sidebar conversation with you. You just might want to ask a different part of your body or to learn into what yes feels like. And we can talk about this a little bit later. And I welcome anybody listening to this who wants more information to either set up a call, and we can just take what you're doing to that next level. But it starts with that wellness quiz. Because right now there are certain things in your life holding you back. There is that fear. I love what Vera is doing. There's a book I'm reading, and it's called The Emotion Code, and it helps you tap in to exactly what she's saying about asking yourself for a yes-no response. And when you tap in to that, there are so many different techniques that you can do. One of them is just standing still, and I'm going to stand up and show you here the technique, and I'll walk you through it. So you're just standing up, and you've got nothing, and then you literally connect with yourself. You connect with yourself and you ask yourself, so you kind of get your position, you stand up and you're like, a simple question, am I Sonia? And then my body just swayed forward. You can't see it, but I literally swayed forward. So it's called the sway test. And if I said, my name is Joe, I kind of leaned back. And again, you wouldn't have seen this. So this is a different way of communicating with your body. And from there, you get to learn so many different things. And Vera is doing something else. And so for those that are just catching the audio component of this, which what I mean by this is learning to tap into your own intuition, your own soul. That will help you so much with failure. That will help you 100%. You know, a good question I want you to think about is what would happen if you could fully embrace the idea that in reality, success is a sign of progress. Sorry, failure is a sign of progress. I tripped that up there. That's okay. And Vera, I love how you're saying that you learn more from your failure than your successes. You went up and said that. There's different ways to do the sway test, and it happens subconsciously, 100% subconsciously. And I will talk anybody through this who's looking for more information on this. There's so many different ways. But it starts with me getting a snapshot with where you're at. And that is the wellness quiz. So let's talk about a little bit more failures, if you would. So we talked about Michael Jordan. We talked about Steven Spielberg. We talked about Walt Disney. How about Albert Einstein? He learned to speak at a late age and performed poorly in school. Where did that lead him? John Grisham, famous author. His first novel was rejected by 16 agents and 12 publishing houses. Wow. All I can say is wow. Thank goodness for technology these days. And he was dyslexic. Absolutely. Absolutely. So we've all heard the story of J.K. Rowling, I'm sure. She was divorced, a single mother on welfare while writing Harry Potter. Yes, I did know that about Stephen King, and I was getting to Stephen King. So Stephen King, his first book, Carrie, was rejected 30 times. He threw it in the trash. His wife retrieved it from the trash and encouraged him to try again. I knew Einstein was dyslexic. Yeah, absolutely. So and what I want to talk about, the fact that dyslexia is coming up and some other ailments, and I'm putting ailments in air quotes here for a reason, and that's because society is full of judgment when it comes to these points, but you can see it doesn't hold people back. They might type differently, they might have a problem with words on their page, but it does not mean they are letting this stop them from being the best version of themselves. And the world clearly needs what they have to deliver. And thank goodness they did not step in the way of fear. Absolutely. It's all about differences, not ailments or disabilities. I love that insight. I've heard that before. But just like I talked about at the very, very beginning, many times messages reappear when we need to hear them. Okay, Oprah Winfrey. Did you know that she was fired from her television reporting job as not suitable for television? And look where she is today. I can tell you Mel Robbins recently was fired from her own TV show, which was a dream for her. She is a well internationally known motivational speaker who is so powerful, and we see her and hear her everywhere, was fired from her own dream job. Okay? The Beatles. They were told by a record company that they have no future in show business. So with all of this inspiration surrounding us, what is holding you back? Vera, I'm going to share what you just said. And again, I'm reading this out loud for anybody that's listening versus watching this. But Vera is sharing that she's dyslexic and has dysomnia. She has a master's degree, many certifications in education, and she's starting her online business at 54. So thank you. Thank you for sharing that. I'll be honest, I've always been confused as to whether or not I'm dyslexic or not, because I didn't learn English grammar until grade 9 because I was busy being immersed in French immersion. I mix things up, G's, J's, I's, E's. there's a bunch, P's, D's, B's, all of that, and I have to sometimes think twice. Does that stop me from being a podcaster, an author, a coach? No. For the longest time, I had people double check my stuff, or people would come back to me saying, fix this, fix that. And then I'm like, I'm okay with this is who I am. I'm not perfect. I'm perfectly flawed. Just like you, just like everybody else. Yeah, I'm sure. I bet that guy is kicking himself, right? The one that rejected the Beatles. Absolutely. So I have 3 follow-up questions for everybody listening to this. And I will type these up and put them in a separate document afterwards. But again, for those that are listening on the Audible side, have you had any failures in the past years? And we know we are, let's be honest, we are still coming out of the COVID times where the world was shaken up. I'll be honest, even having my personal training studio closed during that time felt like a failure. Nothing I could do. The world literally changed, but it had such an emotional impact on me. And keep in mind, if you are an empath, if you are somebody that strongly feels things, whether you're an empath or not, you have an emotional connection to your dreams, as you should. Things are going to hit you differently than most, okay? I had no control as to what happened. Do I need control? No. Does it make me feel 100% better? Yeah. Let's be honest, okay? So have you had any failures in the past years? Anything closed? Anything changed? Any relationships dissolve? Any businesses or jobs that you may have worked with or you've had to reshift? Okay. What did you learn from those experiences? You know, what were your biggest takeaways? Did it lead you to the next thing? I know mine did. Mine turned me into an online audience. I finished my NLP, my life coaching, and I deliver content all across the world. Because that chapter closed, I've co-authored 4 books. I've written 3 of my own books. I've done my podcasts. I do so many more workshops. I am connected with so many more people that get to share and learn more about living a happy and healthy life. And it doesn't matter your stage. It doesn't matter what you're going through. The thing is, you're not doing it alone. And when you know you've got people in your corners, it makes a world of difference. And my final question for you all, what was the positive outcome you got out of the experience? So have you had any failures? What did you learn from it? And what was the positive you got from it? Okay. Thank you. Vera, did you write these down for me? What a sweetheart. Thank you. I don't know if you did this on purpose or not, but if you did, thank you, because it's hard to talk and type. And I am actually recording this as my podcast as well, to be perfectly honest. So Vera, I need to thank you muchly for putting these questions together. And again, I will put them quickly in a separate post. But this is actually going to be episode 154 for my podcast. It's called The Feelings of Failure or The Feeling of Failure. And you can certainly listen to the Audible version. It's going to be posted later today, uploaded later today. You can hear the dialogue, the natural conversation. And this is just one of the ways I deliver content. I've never done it like this before. Thought I'd give it a shot. I have sometimes guests on my show. I have sometimes clients on my show, but 154 episodes later, I have an amazing show. So this time I thought I would connect the two and share with the world. Okay. Vera, thank you so much. So the questions she put together here were exactly what we were talking about. Have you had any failures in the past? Jobs, relationships, whatever it looks like. Have you learned from those experiences? What were your biggest takeaways? And did it lead you to the next best thing? The final question was, what was, what was the positive you got from the group? Okay, so I'm learning. There is one more takeaway. Apparently, my words and my lips are not synced up, which is weird. So maybe next time I will do this on Zoom. I've always been recording here in the Facebook group. What I don't like is I am actually reverse, so I don't like that. But I had no idea that my lips and my words were not synced up this whole time. No one's ever shared that with me. So thank you, Vera, for sharing that with me. I'm actually recording on a separate device. I literally just have my phone here, sitting here recording. That's how I do most of my shows, unless I'm doing an interview with somebody. So what questions does anybody have for me right now while we're still live and together? When it comes to the feelings of failure, you know, I don't mind sharing my feelings of failure, but I can tell you it normally starts with me giving myself space to feel everything I'm feeling and then picking myself back up. And sometimes it takes a little bit longer to pick ourselves back up, and I've learned that that's okay. Let me know, guys, how you feel about failure. Do you take it personally? Do you let it impact everything that you do? And when it comes to failure, do you let other people's decisions about your life make you feel like a failure? Okay, Vera, I'm going to share your response because I absolutely love it. And I know there's many people in this boat. She says she finds that she doesn't give herself as much time to feel as she possibly should, or she should possibly. So that's really important. Whether you give yourself 5 minutes the day, or if you give yourself 24 hours. Okay, so you all know, and maybe you all don't know, that I'm off on a leave, right? I was off on a medical leave. I have neuralgia in my head, which means inflamed nerves. I've had them since May. I was hospitalized for a week. I haven't been working since May, and I actually got a phone call from work this week saying that they've officially decided to amalgamate offices and my position has become redundant. And this is a personal share, but I'm going to let you know, I was a little bit crushed. Did it have anything to do with me? No. Did I want to go back? No. But I was not in control of the scenario. There was nothing I could do, right? It wasn't a position for me. I mean, I love doing this. I will get paid more for doing this again. I just know that life is coming into a little bit of a, came to a little bit of a, came crashing in. And I needed to take a step back from everything that was going on in my life, which is why the universe said, no, you're done. You need a rest. You know, whatever we're going to label it, you need to take care of yourself differently than what you were. So working for a company that was not in alignment for me was a blessing that I'm no longer there, right? So since that's my story, why did it bother me? Yes, it felt like I failed. Yes, it felt like a personal attack. And I did lose my identity a little bit because of it. But, and I know, Vera, these are some of your words as well. But, you know what? It wasn't aligned to me. It wasn't what I wanted. And I noticed this week, I was singing and dancing. Okay, not singing. Nobody really wants to hear me sing. But I was dancing. I was light again. My energy was back in alignment. So that's what happens. We give ourselves the space to feel. To feel frustrated, to feel disappointed, to feel like that personal attack, or maybe to put in reality that that personal attack isn't really a personal attack. I had to reach out to my coach. I mean, I truly believe every coach needs a coach. You've heard me say this. I truly believe that every therapist needs a therapist or a coach. Everybody needs a coach of some sort. Call them what you will. Coach, mentor, whatever. She said to me, what's changed? What's changed? Really? She goes, you weren't working for them, you weren't getting paid for them, and you were not going to stay with them. So what's changed? And I had to sit with that, and I journaled on that, and that's where I realized nothing's changed. So thank you, Vera. You're happy for me. You know, I bounce back quick. I do. I've had my fair share of heartbreak. I've had my fair share of things not being in alignment, and we could sit here and have a dialogue with it, but publicly, I want to uplift and inspire, but I've had two divorces. I don't know how many jobs I've been laid off from. I mean, thank goodness I was never fired. Thank goodness. Even my business, some years were better than others. And what have I done different? Probably nothing, but maybe I did. Maybe at the end of the day, and here's what I think was different. I lost the belief in myself. So my fear of failure won. Because of everybody else's expectations and their weight and the people I hung around with. You can hang around with the nicest people, the most kind, heart-centered people you could be hanging around with. But if they don't believe in your goals, if they don't pick you up when you're down, if they have a completely different mindset about money, unless you follow their procedures with everything, you don't have their support the way you need it as an entrepreneur. Right? That's where you need to find that tribe. That's where you need to lean into your coach. That's where you need to be like, okay, I can do hard things. Or, okay, this is all bringing me to that next level of possibility. And I, Lira, you were talking today about your heart center. So I do a lot of chakra work. I do a lot of work with my oracle cards, tarot cards, and I do an incredible amount of journaling. And lately, my cards have some very, very, very clear messages. And at the end of the day, the messages all say the same thing. Right now, think about it. When I was sick, when I was in the hospital, when I left, when I was on a cane, when everything shifted for me. And call it what you will. God, Allah, universe, I don't care. Call it what you will. I'm going to say, you know, a spiritual connection, but every single thing was removed. I'm going to say God. I'm going to make it easy and say God for me. Every single thing that didn't need to be in my path, that wasn't serving me, God had removed. Every single thing was removed from my path. My job was removed, right? anything to do with my business was removed. And I'm not saying that was good or bad, but I was literally at home resting. That was my only priority. Every single thing was removed. So it gives me a chance to reset and to reboot from the inside out, taking care of myself first and realigning where I'm at. You know, and how does this come to fruition when it comes to failure? People just keep going. They don't stop and realize if we don't stop and reassess and take a break, nothing's going to change. And when nothing changes, oh, then we're doing the same things over and over and over again and expecting different results, which is the ultimate definition of insanity. All right, Vera, let's go back and reach your comments. This is probably why we are so connected, because I do a lot of posting, and I'm realizing lately to be a lot more authentic. And when you are a lot more authentic, you know, as much as you think you're authentic, you're not authentic until you start sharing little pieces of your life that actually make you glow from the inside. I do lots of posts lately about spirit animals or about angel numbers or even the messages in my cards or what my day-to-day has been looking like. Vera, like you, she says, divorced twice, two cheating husbands, silver lining. She's happier without them. And she knows more about herself than she did then. She's more soul-centered. I can agree with that. She has a great boyfriend for the last 10 years, although she feels her relationship may be coming to an end so that something can be better for both of them. That's huge. That's huge insight. You know, and sometimes we think something's coming to an end or we think this is a bad thing, and it might not be exactly for the reasons or the outcome that we think. Okay. I'm just going to leave that open without digging in. We're just going to leave that open. Again, we can talk privately. And if this is touching a chord with any of you listening to this, the sincerity, the different voices, my voice and Vera's conversations, I encourage you to tap in here and to join the Celebrate Everything group, join the conversation. Yes, Vera mentioned, you know, angel numbers have been one big for her, and it makes me feel good. And I've actually never even, I was raised in small town Ontario, Canada, and we don't talk about religion and we don't talk about politics, and we were raised not to do these things. And yet we're in a society now where I just went public and said, you know, I call him God. He is my God. And I've been talking a lot more of that and feeling comfortable talking about my truth, talking about the fact that my wellness quiz is based on chakras, that I've been spending about an hour and a half to 2 hours a day journaling and connecting with my thoughts. This all helps with fear of failure, my friends, because when you know the person that you are, when you dress your colors, when you live your truth, when you do things that make you feel in alignment, and for me, one of the things that have been sticking out the most is a little bit more of a free spirit. For example, I wasn't going to wear my hair today. I had to wear my hair like this today. I had a plan to make it look good. And as soon as I kind of took it out of the towel, it was all frizzy and wavy, probably because it's pouring rain. And I don't know if you guys noticed this, but if you have wavy hair and you lose weight at all, it gets curlier. I'm just saying. So when you are authentically who you are, that failure piece changes. Thank you. She just said she thinks my hair is cute. But that failure piece changes because you're a lot more confident. You have the creativity and the confidence as you're stepping into things. Your delivery is completely changed. So Vera said one more thing. She needs to do more journaling. That's one thing that she keeps on hearing, that message. And she's hearing this over and over again. Her body, her God, her angels, all of this is telling her to journal. Vera, I've got so many prompts for you. I would love to speak with you before you get started on your journaling, because once we go over that wellness quiz, I will have specific journaling prompts just for you based on where your chakras and your quiz lie. And this is the same thing with anybody catching this, either recording or the live version or the replay here in the Celebrate Everything group. My friends, thank you so much for joining me today. We expanded on the feeling of failures to so many different areas. But at the end of the day, the more authentic you can be with yourself, the more comfortable you are going to be putting one foot in front of the other, just like you did as a child. And failure won't feel so heavy. It won't feel so daunting. You know, the one thing I didn't share when I went through everything is how far I've grown, how much of an amazing person I've become. And I'm going to go right out and say this, how much of an amazing person I've become, because now I show up differently, not just for myself, but for everybody that is watching me. You know, it's been my goal to be an influencer for years and years and years. Do I know what it looks like? No. I wanted to be an author for years. What kind of athletic geek wants to be an author? Well, that's me. Okay. So I've learned so much from my failures. And whatever your situation is, whether it's relationships, whether it's your relationship with money, and people are always cautious or like, what does money have to do with what I talk about? I'm going to take half a second here and say, when I say your relationship with money, I mean stress, aka stress, because in most relationships, including especially the relationship you have with yourself, stress occurs normally around money. Okay. The way you spend money. If you're an emotional eater, you're an emotional spender. So that's why I talk about meals, movement, mindset, and your relationship with money. Whenever I work with people, whenever I do my workshops, these topics come up. Okay, I am sending you all so much love and joy. Thank you so much for spending just a little bit of your time with me today. If you like this, I promise you, you're going to love what you see on YouTube. You're going to love what you hear on some of my other podcast shows, whether I'm interviewing a guest or impromptu, a show like this where I've got somebody else engaging. Vera, thank you from the bottom of my heart for the beautiful compliments, not just about my hair, but about my inspiration. And you're doing bills this morning. So let me share a little tip with you about bills. If you write thank you, thank you, thank you on the bills, even as you pay them or as the bills come in, it's a completely different perspective because you have received a service in exchange for those bills. They gave you the service first, and whether or not you can afford them, paid in full. You are putting that on the bill, on red or something, and you're saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. Your name speaks truth. Beautiful. Sonia is derived from Sophia, and it means wisdom. So wise. And truth for you, for Vera. Okay, my friends, let me know how I can support you on your journey to health and happiness, helping you step into the areas of clarity and confidence so you can shine your bright light in this beautiful, beautiful world. If you like these, there are 9 more in the Celebrate Everything group. I will be, there's actually a homework takeaway too if you want to follow along for all of these sessions. And if you are, don't worry if you can't pay the bill. And sorry, I know I'm sidebarring here, Vera, but don't worry if you can't pay the bill in full. I know I'm in Canada, you're in the States. We do get the odd bills as well in for hospitals. But here's the thing. When you energetically write paid in full, even if you don't pay it in full, use a different color. You're letting the universe know that you will be paying it in full, right? And if that's not believable for you, that's okay. We will circle back to some one-on-one on this, okay? And I will teach you the next best step. Because if you're listening to advice, whether it's an affirmation or a gratitude or even something like today's show, if you're listening to advice and it doesn't connect to your soul or it doesn't feel believable, you can't go there. You need a step in between and let somebody help you with that. All right. Sending you so much love, peace, enjoy, and have an amazing day. If you're catching the replay, put replay. If you have any questions, let me know. And thank you, thank you, thank you. So what did you think? It's a slightly different process. I hope everything came across as energetically as it did. I hope you could see my smiles and the energy. And Vera was such an amazing help to the dialogue. You can see where everything changed. You can feel when everything changed. But everything that we talked about, not only was it authentic, it was true. And if you liked what you heard today, definitely pop into my Celebrate Everything group. Listen to this one. Go and check out the other 9 interactions that I've done, the different topics. And I'll let you know now what they are. Some of them are just me, and some of them we've got some other people in the group. And again, you don't have to sit here and listen to it while you're doing nothing. You could be unloading the dishwasher or taking the dogs for a walk. But the topics include rewrite your story, self-discipline and commitment. So that's number two. Number three is take full responsibility for your life. Number four, choices and decisions. Number five, choose your thoughts. Number six, what do you believe? Number seven, the importance of your attitude. Number eight, perspective is everything. Number nine, have patience and never give up. And today's lesson is number 10, and I call it the feeling of fear. Next week, we're going to be talking about get comfortable with change and chaos. And I have 36 of these. Actually, I have a lot more than that. I have 94 of these. So I will be continuing every Saturday, maybe not every single Saturday, but most Saturdays in the Facebook Everything group. If you want to follow along, join us, get any questions and interactions, you are more than welcome to, my friends. Have yourself a fantastic day. And thank you for being the shining light that you are. Thank you for following along and sharing your passion and joy. And thank you so much for just being you. Have an amazing day, and I will put the content and the links in the show notes. We'll talk next week. Oh, the next one, by the way, episode 155, I believe we have a guest with us. We do. We do, we do, we do. Her name, I'm not telling you. I don't even know if I have a title. But I do have a title, but I'm not telling you. Guest 155, all I'm going to let you know is that we have a special guest with us. So it will be a heart-to-heart, and it will be up on the YouTube channel. Have a great day, my friends.